It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG! It's Felger and Maz, 95 The Sports Hub.
One more time, Ryan Tannehill, in the victory formation, he takes a knee in his 100th start. Ryan Tannehill has led the Titans to a victory that is leading them for the first time in 17 years to the American Football Conference Championship game. The Tennessee Titans have shocked the world, coming into Baltimore and upsetting the number one seed in the AFC decisively. Final score, Tennessee 28, Baltimore 12.
Just beat Miami, Murray, and you have home field throughout the playoffs. That's what happened. Okay, so that's one big deal from the weekend. The other is from today. As you just heard Murray in the update say, Major League Baseball has suspended A.J. Hinch and his general manager for a full year. That came down this afternoon, and then shortly after, the Houston Astros fired A.J. Hinch and the general manager. Further reports are that Alex Cora will receive a punishment worse than A.J. Hinch. So if Alex Cora is going to be gone for more than a season, and A.J. Hinch got fired by Houston ownership, it stands to reason that John Henry is going to have to follow suit with Alex Cora. So Alex Cora may not just be suspended for over a year. By the time this is over, he may be fired. Now, the Red Sox report is not out yet on their sign-stealing issues, but the report is out on what the Astros did, and Alex Cora is all over the thing. In fact, I would say, of anyone in this report by the commissioner, Alex Cora takes the fall.
I mean, it feels that way. Yeah, really. I mean, he feels like the center, the mastermind of the whole thing, or the centerpiece of the whole thing, if not the mastermind. So again, it's a 9-page statement issued by the commissioner. Okay, and the last two pages of it are really specific discipline issued, where he lists Hinch, Lunau, goes right through them. So it's really a 7-page report. Okay, page one, early in the season, Alex Cora, the Astros bench coach, began to call the replay review room on the replay phone to obtain the sign information. Okay, Alex Cora cites him by name. Page two, witnesses consistently describe this new scheme as player-driven, and with the exception of Cora, non-player staff, including individuals in the video replay room, had no involvement in the banging scheme, and the banging is the banging on the trash can.
So they basically exonerate all non-uniform personnel, or on all non-roster personnel except for Cora.
Correct. Everybody but Cora, right, is cut loose on that page. Then page four, the 2017 scheme in which players banged on a trash can was, again, with the exception of Cora, player-driven and player-executed. The attempt by the Astros replay review room staff to decode signs using the center field camera was originated and executed by lower-level baseball operations employees working in conjunction with players and Cora. Then, page five, the club's bench coach was an active participant in the scheme and the club's manager was aware of the scheme. Okay, again, cites the bench coach who was, Cora. As we know, Cora. And then on page 7, in the two things. First, in the discipline paragraph from which A.J. Hinch is, you know, cited specifically, Hinch attempted to signal his disapproval of the scheme by physically damaging the monitor on two occasions, necessitating its replacement. However, Hinch admits he did not stop it and did not notify players or Cora that he disapproved of it.
So
the point being, Hinch twice disabled the monitor and Cora and the players replaced it.
Okay. So instead of telling all these guys to just cut it out, he went and he unplugged the monitor?
Yeah.
Took a baseball bat to it?
Yeah. Guys, we shouldn't cheat. No, we have to cheat.
Well, it says physically damaging the monitor.
Okay. So he took a baseball bat. Why don't you just tell him to cut it out?
Good question.
Instead, he damages the monitor?
Yeah, because deep down, he didn't want to cut it out. You know, he's another one. And then in the paragraph on Alex Cora, and this is the one that should really catch the eyes of Red Sox fans, Cora was involved in developing both the banging scheme and utilizing the replay review room to decode and transmit signs. Cora participated in both schemes and through his active participation, implicitly condoned the player's conduct. I will withhold the determining the appropriate level of discipline for Cora until after the Department of Investigation completes its investigation of the allegations that the Red Sox engaged in impermissible electronic sign stealing in 2018 while Cora was the manager.
So he gets killed in this report for 17. They've just started to look at 18. They're going to hold off punishing Cora for the 17 things until I can add on the 2018 violations, and then you'll hear from me.
Correct. And reports by Bob Nightingale and Jeff Passan, Nightingale of USA Today, Passan of ESPN, have both suggested that Cora's penalties will be worse than those issued Hinch and Luhnow.
He's done. He's done.
I mean, I don't know how he survives this.
I mean, if Hinch...
The Astros have fired the manager. What's Henry going to do now? Not fire him and look weak?
He's done. That's it. So that to me is a whopper. Okay? I mean, when Maz said on Friday or whatever day it was that Cora should be suspended 50 games, I'm like, they'll never do that. Now he's going to get maybe 150 games. Now it's going to be, you know, now it's not just 50 games. It's a season. It's going to be more. It's going to be more. So, you know what? First of all, good job by Rob Manfred.
No question.
Good
Absolutely.
Job. Good job. You know, start to get the game back under your control. And whether you're worried about the competitive balance of it, you know, Corey Bellinger there with the Dodgers had some comments over the weekend. Like, he feels pretty porked. The Dodgers lost the last two World Series, or lost out in the last 2 years to the teams who were cheating. Or two straight years, rather, I should say. The Houston year and then the Red Sox year, back to back. And that's assuming L.A. wasn't doing anything, but, you know. Anyway, so there's a competitive balance part of it. I'm worried about the pace of play. I think the whole sign-stealing thing helps bog the game down to a grotesque degree, especially in the postseason.
Totally does.
So, eliminate it. So, we talked about all this technology they can do to get the sign out to the pitcher without having to put down the fingers and all of that. That's a side story. This is another way to do it. Because what manager, what team in the right mind is going to do this now when they've got suspensions and firings staring them in the face if they get caught?
Well, to me, and this was a big part of it, this is why I felt last week that you had to get names. You couldn't just say, you know, a month for Hinch, a month for Luhnow, 30 games each, and meanwhile the Astros lose draft picks and have to pay $5 million, which they also have to do. What does that do? That's nothing. Like, organizational penalties, what do those mean? You lose draft picks. There's nobody's heads on the chopping block there. The commissioner this time went after people, which is why he's going to nail Cora too. And that's how you do it, because the next time someone wants to do it, the manager walks into the room and goes, what are you guys, dumb?
Okay, so
you're trying to get me fired?
First of all, good for Manfred. Good for Manfred. Put your finger down, throw the ball, swing the bat. Let's go. Let's go. Okay, the sport desperately needs it. Desperately needs it. And if you're dumb enough now to dink around with Apple Watches, cameras in center field, replay rooms, messengers running signs, banging on guard, all this nonsense, whistling from the dugout, all this stuff, if you're dumb enough to do it, you're going to be suspended and fired. So thank you. Thank you. Now, more immediately for the Red Sox, they're going to need a manager. At least for this season, probably permanently. Is Ron Renneke the guy? Do they have to go outside? What does, you know, Heimblum do? Pitchers and catchers report in a month. What do they do?
So if I'm Chaim Bloom, what I would try to do is, I mean, again, I'm just thinking out loud. You know, I haven't talked to anybody on this. I'd try to get Kevin Cash out of Tampa. I mean, he's familiar with him. Cash feels like he's on top of it. He's open to innovative things. And I'm not telling you I think Cash would work in Boston. I mean, he played here for a little while. But I think the point is, if they want an analytics-driven guy who's young and can relate to players, Cash would be a good guy. I'd try to go.
Would Tampa at all agree to that?
Because Cash wants it, and they don't want to get in his way. And managerial compensation is not...
sort of unprecedented, though.
Then it'd be easier to get one of their bench coaches.
Before the year, we're going to let go of our manager, who's really good and took us... they went to the playoffs last year, didn't they? Or they sniffed it, didn't they?
Yeah, just signed a new contract through 2024.
And now they're going to say, yeah, just go ahead to our division rival.
Yeah,
no way.
It's a long shot.
No way.
I'm just telling you what I would do.
No shot.
Try to poach one of their bench coaches. That's the way to do it.
Okay, so there's that, too. I mean, it could be someone we've never heard of. I just think it's a hard guy to bring in a hard place to bring in a guy who doesn't have any experience. Particularly with a team that's got a big payroll and, in theory, is still contending for the championship or the playoffs, at least. I mean...
So today, I never thought that today was a whopper.
I had a feeling this was going to be bad. I didn't think it was going to be this bad.
And what it means to Cora is, I mean, he bears the brunt in that report. It's the equivalent of the Wells report, just FYI. When you read it, Maz had his highlighter out. I'll sink my teeth into it tonight, you know. But Cora, like, they even say that Hinch, even though he got walloped and he got suspended and he bears responsibility, he did try and stop it. And the players and Cora kept turning the monitor back on. Or kept going back into it. And they make a point of pointing out Cora. No one else really, you know, outside of the players, Cora.
Cora gets drilled in this thing.
Well, he's the mastermind behind everything in Houston, and then he brought it here.
Okay,
so look,
short of the banging on the garbage pail, he brought it here. He's done. He's done.
It feels that way.
Vacate the title, too.
So there's your... Murray wants to put an asterisk on it. He wants to bring the banner down. So there's that. We'll get to your reaction to that and the NFL weekend right after these words.
Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Boys and girls, I'm here today to present an exciting opportunity for togetherness.
Felger and Mass.
That's awesome.
Of course it is.
That's great.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
So are you saying definitively, Tommy, that you will play football next season?
Yeah, absolutely. That's my plan. And, you know, I think every year that goes by, you know, I just feel grateful to still be doing what I really love to do. And I've been so blessed to find a career I love with the best teammates who go to battle with me, incredible organization that I said believes in me, and for the best fans in the country who have always been behind us. So, you know, I really love football, and hopefully I just can continue to do what I love to do.
And then we also have Brady and Jim Gray. If you want to weigh in on those comments as well. So to you, as promised, on everything. Tom and Quincy on Alex Cora. What do you think, Tom?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, real quick about this. One, I think that they're idiotic about going at it a second time after you get warned after the Apple Watch thing. But each time you guys keep saying banging scheme, I think of Wiggy. I'm like, oh, no. I'm like, oh, you're not talking about Wiggy. You're talking about sign stealing. Sorry about that. But, no, seriously, Tori, I heard the Kevin Cash thing, I wouldn't mind that, but I have no faith whatsoever that they get a name. I think it's going to be some NASA dude that's just
nerd.
Simply stat-based.
Yep.
Probably never had pro managerial experience. It's going to be the sabermetric analytical dude, the pocket protector on his uniform, the whole show.
Yep.
And when they hired Bloom, we had talked and we're like, wait till you see what's coming. And honestly, as much as, I mean, I don't mind Cora, but he's getting bounced. I don't know how they can't.
No, he's done. The other trend, a lot of these nerds hire inexperienced former players.
Correct.
So, which makes it sort of an interesting from a fan standpoint. You can wrap, you know, like a lot of fans, again, all the Jason Veritek calls. And he's actually got a little experience, not managing, but being in baseball, at least, in a coaching capacity, instructional capacity. But it sort of makes it interesting because you can identify with these players. You know who they are versus
sure.
some faceless bench coach.
Well, and I also think that, you know, former players, particularly the younger ones, you know, again, Baldelli, even Ross, right? Ross is in his early 40s. These guys grew up in relatively an analytics age.
Give me another former player who'd make a good manager. No experience necessary.
I mean, Pedroia, well, he's not former anymore. I mean, he is
might
in my
well
mind.
Be, though.
Yeah. Pedroia would be a good manager.
Pedroia.
Pedroia pays attention to the game. And I don't think he's overly analytics driven. See, this is the problem, though. Not only do you need a former player, you need somebody with some personality that was a good clubhouse guy who doesn't care about the game strategy because they're going to tell him what to do anyway.
Yeah, just give me the binder, tell me who to hit against who, and I'll do it.
So, like, you know, when people
say... And I'll play cribbage with the guys after the game. Like, that's what it's become.
When people say Veritek to me, you know, can see stuff on the field a lot of people can't see. But he's not going to go by the numbers. I mean, not entirely. He'll use them, but he won't use them all. And I think he'll clash with some of the, you know, modern guys.
Here's another coaching story. Josh McDaniels does not get the Browns job. Michael in Hartford wants to weigh in. Yes, Mike.
Hey, guys, with Cleveland swiping left on McDaniels, what does that do for the Brady watch? And I think that the NFL is salivating at a KC 49ers Super Bowl because that's going to showcase the next generation of quarterbacks. What do you think?
Yeah, Murray, what do you think?
No, I am rooting for Kansas City, Green Bay.
No,
that's
I'm not asking what you're rooting for, but the league,
the league
and the next generation
want, the
of quarterbacks.
Should want Kansas City and Green Bay in the Super Bowl. It's the 100 years of the NFL this year. Have it be a repeat of Super Bowl I. Would, Kansas City, Green Bay. That's what they should want.
Would KC San Francisco feature two of the next generation of quarterbacks?
No, it would be featuring the next generation of quarterback in Patrick Mahomes and a very talented, best defense left in the field with the 49ers.
It'd be a good matchup. Garoppolo Mahomes would be a good matchup.
Murray.
Transcendent quarterback, sidecar.
Listen,
so no.
Mahomes is the best quarterback in the league. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that the Niners have an edge of quarterback because they wouldn't. But San Francisco's on the verge of building something there huge. Huge.
Maybe.
And you know what I think is, I mean, I, you know, if we're going to get into like goofy little, I don't know, father, son to win Super Bowls. That's pretty cool.
I could give two poops.
I know you don't, but I, you know, I'm just saying.
What's the first thing the caller said?
Two Josh points. McDaniels.
McDaniels.
Oh, yes. I think it increases Brady's chances of coming back. Now, that could mean it increases it from 5% to 10% or 1% to 2%. Like, it could be that. But I think that if McDaniels had gone and Brady also had to break in a new offensive coordinator, that would have hurt you. That would have hurt. If you want him back and if that was in the cards, I think that would have hurt the chances.
Patriots now have an edge over everyone else.
Yeah, right. So they have
however small it is.
At least Brady could say, I go back to something familiar that I know versus starting over.
Unless Jimmy Stewart's to be believed, and Brady would have been happy to see McDaniels go.
What do you think, Stu?
I think Brady would have been thrilled to see McDaniels go.
They're
not best friends.
Okay.
They don't like each other.
We'll see how that all plays out. Brady watch continues. 65 days until the contract expires. We're currently Brady watch day 9. I did read this thing about, you know, one of the reasons why Josh apparently, you know, Josh sure spins it. You know, he keeps losing out on these jobs, and it always turns out to be someone else's fault. Like, Bill wouldn't let him go interview
Correct.
With New York or Carolina. And now the Browns thing, he didn't work with the Browns because they wouldn't restructure their front office. Another baseball nerd, Paul D. Podesta, who doesn't even live in Cleveland. He does it from San Diego, for crying out loud. Still has control in Cleveland and still calls some of the shots. Stefanski was willing to work with it. Josh apparently not. Here's one of the details. Stefanski presented a detail. This is, again, the Minnesota coordinator who got the job. Stefanski presented a detailed vision of how he will approach the head coaching job. He made it clear he was willing to yield to certain D. Podesta standards, such as an analytics person with a headset and access to the coaching staff on game days, in addition to certain Haslam likes, such as hours-long Monday after owner-coach meetings.
Mm-hmm.
So if you coach for the Cleveland Browns, you've got to meet with Haslam the Monday after games for hours. And you have to let one of D. Podesta's nerds on the headset during the game. And apparently Josh didn't like it. But the thing is, Bill has his own nerd. I mean, he's an old school nerd.
Ernie Adams.
He's really more black ops than nerd, but Ernie's a nerd. Make no mistake. I don't know if he's one of these modern sabermetricians, but, you know,
he's a precursor.
Bill has a nerd. Yeah, he's an old school nerd, a stat man. You know, he's like an original nerd. But anyway, that's what you have to put up with if you take that job in Cleveland. Robin Winthrop on the weekend NFL games. Hi, Rob.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
First time, long time. I just want to say Vrabel had a phenomenal game plan, but I haven't heard you guys mention much about all the Baltimore receivers dropping all the passes. Maybe a little too much blame on Lamar?
No, I'm not even blaming Lamar. I mentioned earlier, I think Lamar Jackson played well. He hit, some balls came out of his hand wrong, Maz. I'm with you. I mean, there were some ducks. But there were also plays where he climbed the pocket, found the guy. You know, I don't think Lamar Jackson lost in that game.
He wasn't the reason that they lost. It was, you know, the guy surrounding him that had stone hands for the night. And I thought the coaching was horrendous. That first 4th-and-1, take the 3 points, you idiots. You have the best kicker in the game. You're trying to pull yourself into the game. Like, just take the three. Take the easy three.
I mean, they effectively had 5 turnovers.
The 4th-and-1, was that the one where he sort of bounced along the line?
Like, yeah.
It wasn't even a real sneak. What
no,
was he
that
doing
was a
there?
Horrible play.
What
horrible
was
play. Like, again, so they got stopped on 4th-down twice, 2 picks and a fumble. That's 5 turnovers. Basically, 5.
Baltimore got ahead of themselves. That's a classic case. I mentioned this earlier. That reminded me of some of those Pittsburgh teams back a couple of years ago where all the bags were packed to the Super Bowl, real cocky, real ahead of themselves, and then they go and get punched in the mouth. That felt just like one of those Steeler losses from 2 decades ago.
2 decades? How about 2 years ago when Jacksonville went in there on divisional weekend and beat them?
Well, Pittsburgh's been doing it for years. It's true. But they had a real habit of it under the new Hall of Famer, Bill Cowher. That's great. Let's go 1-5 in the AFC title game and go to the Hall of Fame. That's tremendous.
I mean, that was a Baltimore thing. That was an indie performance.
Here's Chris in the car on Alex Cora. What do you think, Chris?
2 years and fired Maz. What do you think? I mean, and I don't know what the Red Sox and what happens to Dombrowski. He walked away. What do you think, Maz?
So, look, this raises an interesting question because someone texted this in, too. Like, in the case of Hinch, he's been suspended for a season. The Astros just fired him. So does the suspension toll?
Right. Does he have to be hired and then sit out a year before he can go back to baseball?
So my guess is no.
No.
Because he'll forfeit his salary this year. Right? So he'll lose the money. He'll be out of the game. MLB will get what it wants. And then if someone else wants to hire him the year after, they can. That would be my guess.
It's going to be a while for him.
Yeah, it is.
He'll have a place. I mean,
he might have to come back as a bench coach first.
Probably. And same with Cora. But again, as a bench coach, he was, you know, talking about Ernie Adams. I mean, Cora as a bench coach was freaking up to everything.
I mean, look, again, I read this thing quickly, and I did sort of scans for the name Cora and then read those sections. Okay? But it's hard to look at that thing and feel like anybody got it worse than Alex Cora in that commissioner's statement.
Red Sox are going to need a new manager, folks. That story and the NFL weekend after Murray's update. In case you are late on the Cora news, here it is right here.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Miss something?
I don't know. Google it, Maz.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
That's idiotic.
Now back to Felger and Maz on Boston's home for sports.
Time for Kendrick to make a move.
Here's Jimmy Garoppolo, first and goal, 3 yard line. Fakes the gun run, throws. It is caught by Kendrick Bourne. Touchdown! San Francisco!
Kendrick Bourne jersey on today, baby. You had to see that happen. Jimmy Garoppolo just surveying the field. Good protection by him. They got Kendrick Bourne out. Not in the slot. Kittle's really in the slot. He challenges Xavier Rhodes and cuts inside of him. Created separation and an absolute laser strike from Garoppolo.
Sorry, Murray. Garoppolo wins again. You want to borrow my cheese head for next week?
No, but I will be rooting hard for the Packers.
There you go. Yeah,
22-5 and 27 career starts.
I got some cheese paraphernalia for Murray. Come on over. Coming over to the Packers side. Let's go.
That was your guys' takeaway, though? That's why the Niners won that game? Was because of Garoppolo? That's why they won that game?
Yeah, a factor.
Hey, just win, man.
Yeah.
It's all about the W.
Contributing factors.
Do
really
whatever
good,
you have to do.
Really good on that opening drive.
Yeah, he doesn't have an ego. He's okay throwing 19
exactly.
passes.
Team guy. Yep. Not throwing teammates under the bus, not skipping workouts to go jump off boats in the Mediterranean. He just shows up and plays football.
I don't hear him bitching about his tight ends.
Whatever we need to do, coach.
I like that team and their fan base has taken that sex pests line of, what is it, that's right, baby, or whatever it is. They've now taken that. They're holding up the signs. You got the announcers saying it after they win. Ugh, repulsive.
22-5, and again, that stat I saw, Garoppolo's been the quarterback. The Niners have played 49 games in the 3 years that Garoppolo's been part of the organization. 20-5 when he starts, 4-20 when he does not.
Folks like Murray used to tell us C.J. Beathard was a better option for him. Remember that? Remember those days?
Wow. Yep. Talk about a striking difference. 20-5 when he plays, 4-20 when he doesn't.
When they need him to throw, he throws. Arizona, 34-45, 75% completion percentage, 424 yards,
Arizona,
4 touchdowns. Month later, at the Saints, 26-35. That's, again, 75% completion percentage, 349 yards, 4 touchdowns, a rating of .131.
Team also got shredded by Kirk Cousins, who actually won a big game for the first time in his life.
When they need him to throw, he throws. When they need him to hand off, he hands off, and he doesn't raise an eyebrow.
Jimmy G is really a misnomer. It should be Jimmy W.
I would be terrified. I really was. If I was Kyle Shanahan, I would be terrified after watching that interception to the Vikings linebacker with no one around him, like in your own territory, asking him, yeah, no, when they need him to throw, they need him to throw. No, you needed him to hand off is what you needed him to do.
Murray's good coverage.
Murray, this week, come on, give it to me. Okay.
Go, Pack, go!
That's it, Murray. Come on, baby. You and me, we'll have a cheese party this weekend.
Jimmy Garoppolo win.
Go, Pack, go!
Yes, that's it, Murray. Love it.
Hate both of those.
You got to pick
so
one or the other now.
No,
come on.
I'm taking Green Bay. I got to take Green Bay. Although, unless Rodgers plays the way that he played for the most part yesterday, I give them no chance.
You screwed Murray.
They got smoked.
Murray,
when they played there
the only person
year.
In town who was screwed more than you is Alex Cora. That's it. Jimmy Garoppolo's going to the Super Bowl, Murray.
Let's do it one more time. Just feed me. Come on, give it to me. I need it. Go, Pack, go. Stu, Hit me.
Joe Brady.
Close it out with your thoughts.
Just, I just think if it's them and the Chiefs, it's going to be like $5,000 to get in that building.
Yeah. Thank God I have a press pass.
Yeah.
Here's Zach in Boston. Go ahead, Zach.
Hey, I just wanted to chime in on the whole sign stealing thing. Does nobody remember when this happened? I think it was the Red Sox facing the Indians in '99, and Jacobs Field. They had the same exact thing. They had a camera set up in center field. Mm-hmm. They had a monitor in the dugout, and nothing ever came from it. And I haven't heard any talk of it at all throughout this whole thing.
So here's the difference, Zach. The sign stealing in baseball is just like it permeates the sport. It's been going on forever. They used to, sorry for another Wisconsin reference, but they used to think that Bernie Brewer out there in center field had Binocs and was stealing signs and would relay it to the Brewer.
Because he probably was.
He probably was, okay? So, yes, these punishments seem insane given the long and illustrious history of sign stealing in baseball. Here's the difference. That Manfred specifically came down within the last year or two and said, cut it out.
At the end of 2017.
So that's it. Cut it out.
In the middle of 2017.
Apple watches, video room usage, guys in center field, banging on garbage cans, cameras in center field, all of it. He sent out memos to every team in Major League Baseball saying, the next time I catch it, it's going to be harsh. Cut it out.
And he also warned everyone at that time that managers and GMs would be held accountable.
And he warned the Red Sox specifically in 2000 whatever.
17.
For the watch thing, while Cora was cheating down in Houston, he warned the Red Sox repeatedly and directly, you watch your ass. The next time you do something, you're going to get rung up. Then Cora goes from the cheating thing in Houston to you, starts cheating here like he was cheating in Houston after the commissioner just warned the Red Sox to cut it out. And he does, if not exactly the same thing, something similar. You're going to get pounded. This is the difference that he specifically told you to cut it out.
Absolutely. That to me is really the big thing, which is why I think Belichick skated in Spygate. They sent around memos. They told the teams, cut the crap. And they spit in the commissioner's face.
You want to?
That's what they did. They spit in the commissioner's face.
This is worth reading. So there's now been a full statement put out by Jeff Luhnow, the GM of the Astros, who's been suspended for a year and now fired by the team. So he goes on to say, I'm not a cheater. Anybody who's worked closely with me during my 32-year career inside, outside baseball can attest to my integrity, blah, 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 blah. I didn't know rules were being broken. As the commissioner set out in his statement, I did not personally direct, oversee, or engage in any misconduct. The sign-stealing initiative was not planned or directed by baseball management. The trash can banging was driven and executed by players, and the video decoding of signs originated and was executed by lower-level employees working with the bench coach.
They're all throwing Cora under the bus.
Really, it's unbelievable. Maybe they're doing it because he's out of the organization, Yeah. But it's, even so, everybody's pinning it on Cora. It's really, he's going to get absolutely croaked in this thing. He is going to get absolutely pounded. And I felt it was coming last week. Not this. Not even, but when I, the more you looked into it, the commissioner warned everybody. Cut it out.
Who's the new Red Sox manager, folks? Jamie in the car, meanwhile, on the NFL weekend. Yes, Jamie.
I called in last week. Mike, I know how you feel about running backs but and getting in their second contract, but don't you think you can make a little exception for Derrick Henry? I mean, this guy's a freak of nature. He's unstoppable. You can basically, the Ravens' game plan to stop him, and they couldn't stop him.
He's been awesome.
You don't think he would pay a premium to get him?
I would not.
Free
Jamie, he's been awesome. I've enjoyed watching it. It's a throwback. It's a different style of football. It's a changeup from what we're used to seeing, and I think it's great. And he's carried him. I'm not disputing any of that. There is no way I'm giving any running back big money. No way. And as soon as he gets that second contract, you watch. He will be Todd Gurley or Zeke Elliott, who wasn't quite as cash, but as soon as you get... By the time they're due that second contract, they're 4 or 5 years in the league, even 3 years in the league, and they've already taken a pounding, and it's just a matter of time.
I would say especially this guy.
I would never give that. I would never give him a second contract.
And I think this is his fifth season, too. And again, I've been pro-backist, back lives matter, but Gurley has just proven you don't give those guys that kind of money.
But this Henry's been great. I mean, tremendous.
No, dynamite. And again, I love the power back who just plows forward and carries people, too. But he takes more hits than anybody. It's not like he's elusive and he gets in the open field. He's getting hit all the time.
So we talked before. I admit it. There's been a running game resurgence in the league, and it's more important in the league, and more teams are using it to go deeper than they have in the recent past. I think that's a clear trend. San Francisco runs the ball. Green Bay runs the ball more than they have in the past. Tennessee relies on running the ball. Got it. Yep, that's a clear trend. Unlike Murray, I'm not just going to deny what's in front of me, what's happening. I'm a slave to the facts at the end of the day, unlike Murray.
What am I denying that's in front of me, Mike? I've given credit to the Niners' defense. It's the reason that they're in the NFC Championship.
Be that as it may, the running back thing, I still believe has a ceiling. So all these great running backs, all these great running games. If the Super Bowl is Rodgers versus Mahomes, I mean, I'm sorry. You know, and last year it was Brady versus the most prolific passing game in the league. And I know Goff sucks, but that was a really good passing offense. And Gurley was really a sidecar by the time you got to the Super Bowl last year. And the year before that, it was Brady and the Eagles who put up a million points. And the year before that, it was Brady and Matt Ryan. I mean, it's just until I see crappy quarterbacks winning on a consistent basis, I'm not going to tell you the running game is where you should be going.
Well, again, especially if Kansas City wins it.
It's exactly my point.
You know, Kansas City's all about the pass. Pass, pass, pass.
We've got, how about Chris in the car on Cora? Hi, Chris.
Hey, great time to own a laundromat in Houston, huh? City's overflowing with some of underpants today.
a lot to unpack down there. That's true.
For sure. Hey, so my thought is, with all the factors that you guys have talked about today, you know, the cheating being multi-organizational, spitting in the commissioner's face after his directive, what are the chances that his punishment relative to Hinch's is exponential rather than linear and rises to a Pete Rose type of
So exponential versus linear. Where's Gasper when you need him? Put that in French, and then that's in the next Gasper column. Instead of just, you know, being a year and a half, it's X, it's 2X, 3X. He's not going to get banned for life.
No, I don't think so either.
So that Pete Rose ain't coming.
But it isn't, you know, for all intents and purposes, it's not going to matter. Because even Hinch getting bounced for a year, there'll be a lot of teams that won't hire him as a manager the first time back.
I think the math is pretty simple. It's 2 years, two tainted titles, you get 2 years.
Well, but it's not just that. It's so they detailed all the stuff in Houston, and they go after Hinch, the GM, and they really go after Cora. Hinch and the GM get a year. So Cora's got to get a year for this. Then they're going to find out exactly what he did in Boston. And if it's on this level, that's another year. So as Murray said, 2 years. And maybe if it's because they weren't banging on garbage cans, maybe it's half. So now you're talking about a year and a half. He still can't manage in the second year. What's he going to waltz in there in August and manage the second half of the year or something like that? Or at the All-Star break? I don't know. That seems so. After being out of it a full year, he's going to waltz in after missing two spring trainings and pick up the managerial duties in August of 2021. You can't do it that way. What if the team's going well? You're not going to all of a sudden have the current manager step aside and bring in Alex Cora. It's over. He's done.
You know, now that I think of it too, right? The edict that Manfred issued in 2017 cited GMs and managers as being the fall guys. So why do they spend so much time talking about Cora in this thing?
That's a good point.
Right? Like, you know what this is? This is prepping everybody.
Setting him up for what's coming.
Absolutely. This is prepping everybody for what's coming down on Cora. It's going to be massive. Massive.
I mean, talk about changing I think you just said this to me off the air, Mass. Changing the, what was the word? The narrative on Alex Cora. I mean, for the last 2 years in Boston, it's like Wonder Kid. Even though they came down last year, I mean, he... ball of fire he came in, you know, just immediately took him to a record win and a World Series title. And, you know, who's the best coach in Boston? Is it Belichick? Is it Cora? Is it Stevens? Is it Cass? You know, Alex Cora, wonder kid. And now, a year later, it's like he's going to be persona non grata in baseball.
Yeah, the rise and fall of Alex Cora, that was fast.
He's going to be considered like the foremost cheater in baseball.
Yeah.
Because he
yeah.
takes the fall in this thing.
No, big time. Big time he does. And really, I made sort of a wisecrack. He unraveled as fast as the Houston Texans did. I mean, really, again, a year ago, all-time winningest manager, went to the writers' dinner, you think we were good, wait till this year. Now, he's on the verge of a massive suspension and a firing.
All that big talk, all that bluster, and it turns out he's a big fraud.
He was cocky. Oof. And now we know why. He did have the answers to the test. Felger and Maz off-air show returns tonight, 6 o'clock, Facebook Live. Myself, Ty Anderson, presented by Ace Ticket. That's at 6. Coming up next, here on the radio, is the final word. It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Naz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The callers bringing knowledge to the table.
Naz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Naz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And the final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Looking for the best deal on tires? There's only one place to go. That's Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
Nobody.
I saw Jones in the hallway pumping his fists at something.
Oh.
He's celebrating something.
He is ecstatic.
About what?
What do you think?
Cora?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I can guess what that is,
and
yeah.
The asterisk he's already placed on ALCS MVP Jackie Bradley Jr. He is a pig in poop.
He is.
Also, speaking of poop, how about the performance by the head coach of the Houston Astros yesterday, Bill O'Brien, choking up a 24-0 lead in Kansas City. For that, we replay this, one of the best Fuppets of all time, on Boob O'Brien.
Bill O'Brien, this guy is so overrated.
B-O-B. Boob.
Isn't that Bob?
No, I'm adding an O.
But you didn't.
I know, I was taking some editorial license.
Right.
B-O-B, boob.
It goes back to Bill O'Brien because you've got to know that the league are incompetent. You've got to know that. Incompetent boob.
Boob O'Brien. Lobotomy before he came into Foxborough. Bill O'Brien. B-O-B. Boob. What a knucklehead.
Yep, it's timeless.
Seriously, that fourth down, let's fake a punch on our own 31 up 24-7. Let's let him back in it.
Jones, what are you celebrating over there?
I just wonder how the Red Sox are going to fire Alex Cora. My vote would be just send him a little note on the Apple Watch. Send a little note over on the Apple Watch and just let him know. Here's your pink slip. Do it electronically.
The owner's going to bang on the trash can outside of his office. Yeah. It's like Paul Revere in the old North Church. Yeah. One you stay, two you go. Boom, boom.
You guys are all fixated on the next manager, though, huh? It feels like everybody, except for Bobby, speaking of boobs, except for Bobby Valentine, pretty much every time they bring in a new manager here, it works out okay.
It sure does.
You could be a failure in Philadelphia. You could be a lobster boatman. You could be a rampant cheater. And, like, you're going to win a World Series here, it seems like. So, I don't know, Ron Reneke or whoever the next guy's going to be. It seems like they'll be in okay shape.
I want Kevin Cash. I've decided that now. So unless someone gives me a better idea tonight.
So we have a nice night for 30 whopping minutes of coverage, taking you right up until the Bruins. Celtics are also in action on our sister station. So we'll be talking about this. Alex Cora, his future, which I don't think is going to be much longer.
Okay, excellent. Here comes Jones and Arcan. Hi, Christian.
Hello, Mike.
We are back at it tomorrow, too. Big boy, huh?
Yeah, big boy Tuesday, yeah.
Big boy Tuesday.
Playoff edition.
Okay, if Cora gets fired, we may have to bring him in for the beginning of the show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Big boy.
I meant just the opposite. I'm sorry. We have to put him off to the end of the show.
Correct. And just for everyone aware, We've modernized it. We're a little more hip. It's Big Boy B-O-I. Big Boy Tuesday.
Okay, that's tomorrow. Off-air show right now. Talk to everybody tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.